Hey there. So I would like to walk you through a chakra scan. Some people also pronounce that chakra. The chakras are 7 energy centers. Some people expand them into more. They run from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, your toes through the top of your head. So red at your base, at your feet, is your grounding center, for example. It's a place of connection to the earth, sustenance like food, connection to our ancestors. It's the practical realm. And then as you move up, you move into different centers. And each center holds different perceptions and experiences, and energies and blockages and flows, and it's really nice to tune in and see what's happening there. Give yourself care. So as an example, some people might have a really strong voice center. Others might have a voice center or throat chakra that is pretty closed. And as you can imagine, that is at the throat area. And things that manifest there are perhaps interrupting others, overstepping, taking up a lot of space, or perhaps not being able to share and express what your truths are. Those are two sides of that. And, you know, maybe when the center is moving well, it looks different per individual, but generally there is an experience of flow and freedom of expression in communication, maybe even in song. And honesty is present, and ability to enter into hard spaces, challenging spaces, as well as celebratory ones with our voice, and also communicate our truths, our yeses, our nos, our maybes. So this is all good to keep in mind as I walk you through the scan. And you're welcome to pause the scan at any time because perhaps you feel like you need to spend more time at a certain center or chakra. So feel free to do that. I also feel this can be a really powerful experience, strong, if you want to tune in with, say, cannabis. So perhaps you imbibe and then just lay there and breathe for a little bit, feeling your breath at your belly, maybe through your nostrils. Whether or not you're imbibing, just really come to your breath. Yeah, embracing, accepting that in and out, that ebb and flow, up and down. Seamless. This seamless experience of breath helps show us the merging of duality, really, and being with that presently, seamlessly. So finding your own rhythm here, just taking breaths. And remembering that your breath is here throughout your day. When there's stress, when there is excitement, when there's panic, when there's joy, the breath is here, like the wind, like the air in the trees, running through us. So just keep breathing and acknowledge that breath is here whenever there is challenge during medicine work as well. And acknowledge that breath is here whenever you observe difficult things about yourself. things that might be hard to accept, or even about others. And remembering breath when needing to approach difficult conversation or encounters. Here at the belly, through the nostrils, through the mouth, in and out. Yeah, and I'm just leaving this loose here. You feel where you want to feel your breath. Whether you feel like open sighs, or if you feel like through the nose and a gentleness there. You can go as soft or as assertive with your breathing, or just return to a natural state. So let's begin with our root chakra. This place is of Earth, our connection to her, them, Earth. Here we are, feet on the ground, feeling. Perhaps say to yourself, I belong. The root chakra is the experience of belonging, of having a place. With families, with ancestors, with plants, with animals, with practical matters, survival matters, having a place, taking care of self. And just take some breaths here. Flowing in and out, allowing, practicing what it is to receive and then exhale and release, give and take. Let's move into the sacral chakra. This area is at your hips, just below your core, and just above your knees. This area is a place of creativity, a place of identity, of feeling. So take some time here to say, I am creative. I am allowed to feel. I am allowed to move and express with my body. Noticing anything that surfaces here as you tune into these statements and your body in this sacral area and your energy fields here. Breathing, allowing, observing, and move now into our solar plexus. So here is the place of willpower, a place of choosing into how we want to experience our realities, how we want to unfold into them. It's a place of manifesting and creating based on our particular authenticity. So take some time here to tell yourself, I get to exist. I exist. Really feel that. And really feel a sense of ability and capacity. And invite the areas of self that want to unfold in certain ways. Be and come to be. And there's a lot of power here, strength. Feel what is possible here for you, or what is present already. Allow that, letting it be perceived. It's a lot of gift to perceiving what exists with compassion rather than interpreting or judging or overlaying frameworks. Just allow and have compassion. Perceive and let be. Perhaps even appreciate. Whether you perceive what is here as positive or negative, see if there is some room for appreciation. And be with that. We're going to move now into the heart center. As you may imagine, this is a place of a lot of potential for care and love and openness and connection and relationship dynamics. So this is above the solar plexus, meaning above the stomach and below the throat. In our heart area, through our hands, arms, shoulders. So go ahead and let this area relax, release, settle in, tune in. Here, as your body releases and you feel this area, I want you to say to yourself, I am love. You may also enjoy saying, or might cultivate practice around saying, I am loved. And I am loving. I am loving. Go ahead and take these in. Spend some time here. Just breathe. And now moving into the throat. area. This chakra is a place of speaking truth, of creative expression, of supportive manifestation, because voice allows us to create and help bring into the world what we desire. Helps support relationship dynamics that we would like to see be fruitful. So go ahead and take in this area and perhaps say, I speak my truth. And just witness how that feels. And as a practice in this area, perhaps witness bird song more often. Observe how birds simply speak their truth. Hear them and hear yourself. And practice with individuals who will hear you. And practice with yourself. Tell yourself truths. What might you be pretending around? What might you be very honest around? And just take some time here to sit with these questions and this feeling of I speak truth. What would it be like to speak the truth of both self and perhaps something bigger than self? And allow that to come through us. Something beyond the fears, something beyond the social paradigms, and just allowing. Another aspect of this area is listening. So cultivate practices of listening to others. Listening to others. And go ahead and take time with whatever is here on a personal level and whatever is here in general. Now moving up toward our third eye, this place between our eyebrows. This place of perception, seeing perhaps energy, perhaps seeing what is denied, perhaps seeing with our eyes closed, perceiving the subtle energies around us, or the not so subtle energies, perhaps perceiving what we can hear with our eyes closed. Perhaps perceiving new ways. Perhaps the plant world has things for us to see, connect to, be with. Perhaps perceiving gifts that we've denied about ourselves and others. Allow what's here for you, and perhaps say this here. Say, I see truth. I see wisdom. I am able to perceive. It is safe and okay and welcome to perceive. Even outside of typical, traditional, or practical realities. Here I get to perceive and witness. And just take some time here with any sensations that might surface and breathe. And breathe. Just acknowledging feelings, thoughts, variations in breath, and being present with them. Acknowledging sounds, and being present. Let's go ahead and move now into our crown. This area above, around, on top of our head. This vast place of connection. Very vast, beautiful, incredibly awe-inspiring place of infinite connection. And perhaps calmness and clarity. Here we get to meet and greet experiences of divinity or really however we experience that and want to label it. Experiences of the cosmos, perhaps. And here we invite the statement, I am open to all, and that is welcome. I am open to all, and I am of all. I am all. And really soak that in. Let that feel in you. Embrace that. There's so much wholeness in being connected to all. And allow this place to be for you whatever it is, whether you are feeling an experience of wholeness or fragmentation. It's welcome. It is all welcome. This place is of all. This is not a place of... It's just of all. Enjoy, be here, or don't enjoy. It's whatever your experience is, and allow. And just be present and see if your experience shapes differently over time. If there's any shift over time. And... if you would like, go ahead and welcome color, visuals. This area is often associated with violet and can also be connected to other experiences. And as you take your time here, acknowledge that this is really a gift that we can connect all the way to the sky and the earth. Sky through our crown, earth through our root chakra. Sort of rather like a tree. The above and the below can connect in us. As us, we are able to bring the above and the below together and create through ourselves from these energies, from these very ethereal and vast energies, as well as these very practical and necessary energies.